Unit 66, Passive Forms.
Speaking and listening.
Introduction.
Excuse me. Hmm? I bought this cassette here.
Yes, sir. Practice your Japanese. Is there a problem?
Well, it says practice your Japanese on the box and English with an accent on the cassette.
Oh, it's the wrong cassette.
Yes.
One moment, sir.
Tandoori is pieces of chicken or lamb or any kind of meat which is marinated in the yogurt sauce and then it's cooked in a charcoal clay oven.
You see?
Mmm.
This dish was first introduced, made popular, I should say, by Moti Mahal of New Delhi. They are the people who made this dish popular.
Yes, that's an Indian accent.
As with all cultures, work songs were used to lighten labor. But with us, it was more than that, because we weren't allowed to talk.
A Jamaican accent?
You're brought up to think about rugby, especially down in the valleys. It's the crowning glory for anybody to play for Wales.
And that's a Welsh accent.
This is a very interesting cassette.
Yes, I agree. It is a very interesting cassette. But I really wanted to practice my Japanese.
Of course, sir. I'll change it for you.
Thank you. Oh, this looks interesting. A collection of modern horror stories read by the authors. Thrilling, shocking, and horrifying.
There you are, sir. Practice your Japanese.
Oh, thank you. I'll take this one as well. Will I be thrilled, shocked, and horrified?
Definitely, sir. Don't listen to it by yourself late at night.
Made in Japan.
Listen.
That's a nice watch. Is it new?
Yes. Made in Japan.
Sorry?
It was made in Japan. It was designed by computers and assembled by robots. It's got a calculator in it. It's got a radio in it. And it gives the year, the month, and the date.
Fantastic.
Yes.
What's the time?
The time? Oh, I've no idea.
What?
Only joking. Would you like to know the time in New York, London, Moscow, or Tokyo?
Here, please. In London.
Okay. Ten 36.
Thanks.
Listen and repeat.
This watch was made in Japan. This jacket was made in France. These shoes were made in Italy. These jeans were made in the USA.
Listen.
This is a fascinating book. Great moments from history, questions and answers.
Mm-hmm.
Choose a year, and I'll ask you some questions about it.
Okay. 1928.
1928. Ah, yes. Penicillin was discovered in 1928. Who discovered it?
Sir Alexander Fleming.
Penicillin was discovered by Sir Alexander Fleming. Right. The first flight across the Pacific was made in 1928. Who made it?
I can't remember.
The first flight across the Pacific was made by Charles Kingsford Smith.
Oh, yes.
What was his plane called?
The Southern Cross.
The Southern Cross, right. This is an easy one. Lady Chatterley's Lover was published in 1928. Who wrote it?
D.H. Lawrence.
Lady Chatterley's Lover was written by D.H. Lawrence. Very good.
English spoken here.
Listen.
This is the students' club where we have meetings and so on.
Mm-hmm. English spoken here.
Ah, Françoise has seen the sign, English spoken here. You see that sign in shops, for example, in many countries.
Yes, that's right. Oh.
When you see that sign in a shop window, what does it mean?
It means that somebody in the shop speaks English.
Right. English is spoken here. Well, in our students' club, it means that everybody must speak English.
Oh. English must be spoken here.
Exactly, Dietrich. You're doing a course to practice your English, so remember, even when you're not having lessons, speak the language, OK?
Okay.
Good. Let's have some coffee.
I think I'll have tea. It's more English.
Listen and repeat.
English spoken here. English is spoken here. English must be spoken here.
Listen.
Well, for our students' club meeting this evening, I'm delighted to welcome Professor Ingrid Kelly. She's going to talk to us about the history of the English language. Professor Kelly.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. Today, English is spoken by hundreds of millions of people. Four centuries ago, things were different. In Shakespeare's time, English was spoken by about 5 million people. So things have changed a little. Yes, things have certainly changed. English has been spoken in Britain since the 9th century. In more recent centuries, it has travelled all over the world. For example, it has been spoken in North America and the West Indies since the 17th century. In Australia since the 18th century, in New Zealand since the 19th century, and so on. Today, in many places, it's possible to say, like this sign on the wall, English spoken here.
Trespassers will be prosecuted.
Listen.
Well, yesterday we were talking about passive forms in English. I asked you to find some examples. What have you got? Françoise?
I saw a sign with a good example.
What was it?
Private. Keep out. Trespassers will be prosecuted.
Trespassers will be prosecuted. Very good. Dietrich?
I saw a sign too.
What did it say?
It said, no parking. Vehicles will be removed by the police.
Vehicles will be removed by the police. Good. And how about you, Christina?
I found an example in the newspaper. The minister's aide said, a statement will be made tomorrow.
A statement will be made tomorrow. Yes, those are three very good examples.
Listen and repeat.
Trespassers will be prosecuted. Vehicles will be removed by the police. A statement will be made tomorrow.
Song.
Horrified by the news.
The announcement was made by the minister's aide. The public was not admitted. A statement was read, nothing else was said, and questions were not permitted. This has been discussed behind closed doors in the highest government circles. Our city streets will be transformed. Telephone boxes will be painted purple.
My brother was excited. My sister was delighted. My cousin was a bit amused. But I was worried. I was shocked. I was horrified by the news. My father was amazed and my mother was dazed. My uncle was bemused. But I was worried. I was shocked. I was horrified by the news. Why does it have to happen right now? Why does it happen at all? I'm not the only one to feel this can't be real. My aunt was distressed. My friends were depressed. My cat was extremely confused. But I was worried, I was rocked. I was really badly shocked. Yes, I was horrified.
Style.
Listen to these extracts from a newspaper. As you listen, repeat the headlines.
Explorer disappears. John Hardy, the British explorer, has disappeared in the Amazon jungle. Minister resigns. Henry Boswell, the foreign minister, resigned yesterday.
Queen to visit Canada. The Queen will visit Canada next month. Airport to be modernized. Southampton Airport is going to be modernized. Work will begin next year.
Missing children found. Alice and Jason Cooper, the missing Manchester children, have been found. Motorway accident. 10 hurt. Ten people were hurt in an accident on the M25 yesterday. Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Have you finished reading The Wind in the Willows yet?
Yeah, finished it yesterday.
What did you think of it?
I was bewitched, entranced, and fascinated.
What?
I was bewitched, entranced, and fascinated. Like the mole.
Jeff, what are you talking about?
Well, don't you remember? When the mole saw the river for the first time, he was bewitched, entranced, fascinated.
Oh, yes. So you enjoyed it?
Yes. I was quite surprised. But you said it was a book for children of all ages, and you were right.
Yes. It was written nearly 100 years ago, but you can see why it's still popular.
Yeah.
Let's sit down for a minute.
Okay. Did you see this article in the newspaper?
Which article?
It's really amazing. The headline is Fish Talks.
What?
Listen to this. At the University of Miami, a shark has become the world's first talking fish. The shark, called George, has been taught to speak English. He was given his first lesson 6 months ago, and his teachers are very surprised by his progress. His vocabulary is getting bigger every day, said Dr. Herb Bartelski. Isn't that amazing?
Let me see that. Fish Talks. Ministers from 6 European governments are meeting in London this week for talks about international fishing rights. Jeff?
Are you sure you're reading the same article?
Oh,
Oh! Oh!